Hit it.
Trying.
You are the best.
So oh, shit.
Try to keep fighting. You are the best. Fight your best fight and try to fight this. Try your best. Try to fight through the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot.
That's enough. I'm sufficiently motivated.
It's almost over.
I've actually never been that motivated.
Let's do this.
God, we are the best.
Thank you, Stephen Colbert.
Son of a bitch, we are the best.
We love us, too.
I love me.
You're going to have to get your mic more in your face. It's okay. More. It's too far to the side.
Damn
you're
it.
Reposition that to where you're making out with it sideways or something. You are the best. That was You Are the Best. From Stephen Colbert presents Stephen Colbert's Tech Jansen
Adventures.
Alpha Squad Tech Jansen Adventures Alpha Squad 7
something or other
something something something. Man, that show's good. It's the Hijinks and Sue podcast with episode 10.
This is a milestone.
The 10th anniversary.
10 weeks, not in a row.
No,
but so more like 16 weeks, but 10 episodes. You know, there's only 52 weeks in a year. We've only got 42 more of these to go, and then we just do it all over again.
Time to start up some Christmas shopping, folks.
God damn. Hijinks and Sue podcast number 10. My name's Joel, and I make that comic on hijinksandsue.com. Eli.
Hello.
The horse whisperer of Rohan.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I was like, what?
And Josh.
Hey.
The Shield Maiden of Rohan.
Hey, wait a minute.
I watched
Wait,
Two
that
Towers.
That makes more sense now.
Yeah, I watched Two Towers
Fuck
last
off.
Night.
Yeah, I saw that last night too with the
Can you help it?
Potatoes?
Potatoes? Can you help it? Was it TNT HD or TBS HD? One
yeah,
of those.
TNT HD.
TNT HD says they do kind of a commercial that says, attention, Joel. You're not going to get anything accomplished for the next 3 days. Lord of the Rings in high def, back to back to back. And so I just watch it.
In HD.
In fucking HD. Which, by the way, TNT actually has good HD as opposed to sci-fi.
Oh, God.
Which doesn't. Sci-fi HD is like 4p, whereas like TNT is 1080, at least 1080i. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I still have Comcast, so I'm still having the problem with... they recently added a few HD channels, but... It's the abusive girlfriend syndrome. We'll give you like 3 HD channels. That's it, though.
What do you mean?
There's no sci-fi HD on.
Oh, you just have like. Warner. Oh, they're like Home and Garden and.
They gave me like.
Food Network HD.
Dude, yeah, they gave me HGTV. Like, that shit's awesome.
HD.
I watch it. HG and HD.
Oh, whatever.
Dude, you know what channel.
Food Network they added, and that means a lot.
You know what channel stepping up to the plate is the Science Channel? Which has always been a great channel, not sci-fi, but the Science Channel.
Yeah.
They've got like 10 what? More shows coming out in high def about how shit's built. they have like a whole Friday night lineup of like 9 shows about how shit gets built. At 8, it's how shit gets built. At 10, it's factories and shit. At 11, it's the place where they make stuff and how they make it and shit.
This week, spatulas.
Spatulas and shit.
In high def.
You're like,
and what better way to say I love you?
And with a spatula.
Of a spatula.
Spatula City! Spatula City! Holy crap. So the week starts off on a, or the podcast, I guess. It's the end of the week, but the, I don't know, life has taken a drastic turn downward with the loss of maybe the greatest man. Champion of gun rights. Hater of primates.
And Ben-Hur. Was that actually his name in the movie?
Was he Spartacus?
I don't remember who he was.
I don't know. Well, we can
pull him up.
I'm looking.
Let's do a quick biography. Of course, we're talking about Mr. Charlton Heston. Chuck.
Carlton.
Chuck
the H is silent.
Carlton Heston. Yeah, Eli's doing the Carlton dance, which you can't see on microphones. Carlton Heston, of course, is dead at age 84. He was...
Godspeed, you fancy bastard.
He was beaten to death by a damn dirty ape.
Damn you.
How'd he die? I'm going to look him up.
I don't know, Statue of Liberty.
I hope
fell
he got
on him.
Shot.
Yeah. He was cleaning his guns.
Yeah, he was cleaning all his guns.
All 100,000 of his guns.
He was cleaning his knife gun.
Hey, listen to this.
And
this
it went off and shot a knife in him.
He was cleaning his 9-arrow crossbow. The police are like, we've never seen, how do I call this in? He's got 9 arrows in his face. It's a mad archer. No, okay, so this is what Yahoo says. Beverly Hills, California, April 5th, 08. Legendary actor, civil rights leader,
what?
And political activist Charlton Heston passed away today at the age of 84. Died at his home with his wife Lydia. Blah, blah, blah. Loved by his 2 children. Bunch of grandchildren. You know, they make it all sound... Yeah, there's no cause of death here, so I guarantee you that this was... canon related.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll be a closed casket service because there's a cannonball where his head used to be.
That would suck if that was the way. No, that's the way I want to go.
This is how he died. He went underground and he found a race of nuclear human mutants worshipping an atom bomb and set it off. And it just killed him.
My God. Damn it. Damn dirty everything.
Oh, whatever. So, farewell, Chuck. I don't care.
Godspeed.
Yeah. Ape speed.
Can you say Satan speed? Does that work?
You blew it up! You maniacs! At least my grandma has somebody else to play D&D with.
That's true. You know he's not cool. He doesn't roll.
He's like, I'm here in heaven. Where are all the guns?
Like, we don't have any. We don't have any guns.
No! You maniacs!
Charlton Heston gets to heaven, and he's like,
what is this place? There's clouds. And he sees a big
Statue
of Liberty.
City. There's a Statue of Liberty buried in the clouds. He's like, no!
And, like, Lando shows up and walks out.
Hey, I'm the administrator of this cloud city.
I made a deal that'll keep the Empire out of here for a while. Yeah, that's great.
The apes. I made a deal that'll keep
for
the apes.
For a while.
For
at least
for like a week.
24 to 48 hours.
It's right. a good solid weekend. A long weekend.
It was a holiday.
You bastards.
Everything they show him, they're like... And this is the hooker fountain in heaven. There's a hooker fountain in hookers.
You bastards!
What?
I don't know.
This is the beer nozzle that fires beer like a cannon into your face, but it's always cold and it's always bubbly.
You bastards, you maniacs!
Why are you reacting this way, Chuck? I don't know.
It's all that I know.
It's
all I've got. I've got no place else to go.
Well, you do, actually, but... So whatever, there's nothing interesting about that. I'm sorry, you were an old man. You lived a full life of guns and hatred.
Actually,
did you...
What? Go ahead. I was going to present present this to Josh.
What is it?
What is this?
Water
wow.
Hair.
Wow. Where'd that come from, and why didn't I come up with it?
Oh, my God. Is this a bumper sticker?
It's a bumper sticker that says bacon makes everything better.
With 2 little happy bacon strips on
you
either side.
Bacon
That's
bastards.
This is going on my car as soon as we're done.
You bacony assholes.
Whoa, no, that's something different.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's not pretty.
That's a different club that you're a part of, I guess. Did that come from the con?
No. Hot Topic.
Oh, wow.
God damn
Hot Topic
it. Now I hate
Valley,
you know what?
Number
you know
one,
what?
You went there.
I hate bacon now.
Yeah. WTF,
number 2.
My
love affair with bacon, over.
Over.
That's it. Canceled.
Dude, speaking of bacon, moving on from Charlton Heston to bacon, real important shit. So by now, everyone probably saw the PvP guest strip that I did this week when Scott Kurtz was ill. So he finishes out the week with today's strip. This will be Sunday's strip by the time you're hearing this. at pvponline.com. It's drawn by R. Stevens from Diesel Sweeties, but co-written by Will Wheaton. And it's about a guy wearing a bacon suit.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're a fan of Diesel Sweeties, there's 1 point. If you're a fan of Will Wheaton, there's 100 points. If you're a fan of bacon, like 10,000 points.
This is beautiful.
Bacon suit guy.
Oh, bacon and suit.
And then the
it
the,
is an om nom nom.
A nom nom
nom.
Yeah, the punchline is nom 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 nom. That's so great.
Wow. Okay, did you read the title of the strip?
Yes.
Brent Sienna and his amazing nitrate-free pork-na-color dream coat.
Yes. Pork-na-color.
That's fantastic.
That's how I refer to you at all times as being pork-na-color.
That also means something else.
Is this, are you playing more rock and roll jazz?
Yes.
What song is this?
This is November Rain.
We already heard this one.
Oh, shit.
Get a different one.
Fail.
Wonderwall?
Whoa.
That'll do. Let this shit go. Nice and smooth.
I'm not even sure if this is picking up on the recording.
Probably not.
No.
Hang on. Stop that.
Let me ask the...
Let's ask the iMac
that we've recently installed an AI.
iMac, is this being picked up?
Picking it up loud and clear.
Okay, fucking stop it.
So we just lost
Shut up, iMac.
Our viewers. All our subscribers just unsubscribed.
Where did we get that utility? That guy's nuts.
That's
the worst software I've ever installed on this thing.
I hate you so much.
That might be Windows software on this Mac, because that's weird.
Yeah, I don't. That was a weird... That widget.
Widget, that dashboard widget that gives it a complete AI.
But yeah.
God. At least we should adjust it to sound better than that.
Oh, God.
I don't think it's going to work.
Hey, iMac.
What is your question?
Are you actually picking up this, can you hear this music?
I can hear it.
That sucks. That guy sucks. I'm turning that widget off.
We need to cut this whole section out.
Click. God, that was horrible. So on to This Week in Internet. A couple of terrible tragedies coming out of Hollywood in the form of childhood raping remakes.
Whoa.
Not child, but childhood, like my own.
Oh, that's different.
Not like, yeah.
My bad.
It's still bad. It's just not as bad. They're remaking fucking Short Circuit. Why?
What?
They're remaking Short Circuit. I want to die.
It was already an abortion once.
No, shut up.
Wait. Okay, whoa.
That movie defines who I am as a person. That's the only reason I wanted to be more than a robot.
Yeah, then I quit.
Wow. Wait. So are they remaking it or are they making part three?
Starting over. And they're using the original creators to script it, which is also strange. Here, I want to... Okay, since we can't... Obviously, we can't have Fisher Stevens reprise his role as fake Indian stereotypical guy.
Dude, we totally should. It was awesome.
What other actor could be an extremely offensive cultural stereotype?
Borat, whatever that guy's name is. Sasha
Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
He's already done that. I want, like, a good actor. I want, like, Charlton...
Saeed.
Sorry.
We can get Saeed to play the parts.
But he'd have to be, like, a Scot, because you can't be what you are. I thought Fisher Stevens was an Indian.
Well, yeah, so did
he
I.
He was in brownface. I mean, he was doing a mammy show. Like, he was...
Mammy.
It's just any boy.
Whoa. Racist.
They are. Not me.
He is. Johnny Five is.
Johnny Five is alive and a racist.
Johnny Five is alive.
Wait a second.
These are symbols,
but
Stephanie.
I don't like
Los
the
Lobos
colored
kick
people.
Your ass.
These are symbols, Stephanie.
Wow, there's a Johnny Five in here, too. I had no idea.
No.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Jesus doesn't like black people.
He doesn't. That racist asshole. God. Would you fall off your chair?
Yes.
Are you still falling?
There we go.
What happened? He's back. And then they're remaking Bill and Ted.
What? Whoa.
Why?
Wait a minute. Okay.
Hollywood, you Wait. Pig fuckers. Why?
I missed that link.
Oh, I sent it to you. It's,
I don't know.
Bill and Ted's completely unnecessary remake.
Sweet Christ almighty.
No, the Christ has nothing to do with this. Christ is wholly absent from this.
Yeah, but are they going to...
First off...
Who's going to be...
Some fucking kids, man. Listen, they're
I like how you're like, some fucking kids, which is exactly what the first one was. It was just like, some fucking kids.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Whatever. There's you can't capture Whoa. Lightning... twice. This is ridiculous.
What are you talking about? They made two movies.
Abraham Lincoln
lightning.
Did. You can't Abraham Lincoln caught lightning twice. Won the war.
What? That's one for you this week. That's one thing that you've said that makes no sense at all. Let's see if we can get to five.
Do not challenge him to do that.
Oh, he'll win every time. He'll be like, mashed potatoes and grits, baby. That's all I'm saying. I'm like,
wait, what? That makes sense.
Yeah, those exactly. go together. What are you talking about?
Like, how do you feel about the socioeconomic mashed potatoes, baby? Oh.
Hamburger Helper.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying is what I'm saying. So they're remaking it. The band isn't called Wild Stallions. They're called Atomic Gorillas.
Well, oh, God damn it.
It sounds like they're really have their finger on the pulse of
kill me.
The kids today.
God damn it. I want Alex Winters and Keanu to fucking...
Read up on Wikipedia. Alex Winters has been trying to get three made for 20 years. And obviously Keanu won't do it. That's been why. Alex Winters has been shopping a script for three since the end of two. Like, since the day after shooting Wrapped on two. He's been like, I'm scared I'm never going to work again, so I've got this script for Bill and Ted 3.
Did you ever see The Idiot Box?
Yeah.
Alex Winters, MTV, short-lived.
Keanu was on that, too. He played
really
Jimmy the Gimp or something was his
name.
Oh,
yeah. I just remember the one dude who had the two caffeine pills and a beef stick. Like, he was running his own show out of the security monitor camera at, like, 7-Eleven.
I don't remember that.
And, like, he was hopped up, like, he was the graveyard shift, so by, like, 7 a.m., he was, like, fucking stoned out of his mind on caffeine pills.
Well, they, the really terrible thing, and this is a quote, the main differences are that the phone Bill and Ted use to travel through time isn't an old-fashioned phone booth, but something funkier, because kids like funky.
Please tell me it's a DeLorean.
If you showed a kid a phone booth, they would think it was a time machine.
You're probably right.
Or a fucking...
With all the numbers and, like, you know, you hit a bunch of numbers and you hit star and pound at the same time. Right. Like, clearly that's how time works.
Right. With, like, a coat hanger antenna that travels it through a wormhole.
Whoa. That's Wait so a minute. Good. The coat hanger goes through the... Shh. Never mind. That was an abortion.
Hey, it's
joke.
My wife and my daughter.
What are you Yay. Doing?
Yay. Guest appearance.
Girly. Ma. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Say hi here. Let her use the little thing.
Say hi.
Oh.
Nope. Okay. There you go. Okay. Are you coming back?
I'll go ahead and read this thing on time travel. Bye-bye. No, I don't want to. Bye, baby.
There goes my baby. And my baby mama. It's all for you. The podcast, all of it, it's all for you. So anyway, you know, my cornhole just got twice raped by Hollywood there. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You know, I'm actually more upset about the Bill and Ted thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because Bill and Ted was like an actual, like, defining moment.
Disagree.
What's wrong with you?
God damn it. No, he's the old asshole. Like, that's...
Oh, that's right.
Fuck you.
Eli's 5 years older than us, which makes him a crotchety old bastard.
Yeah. You're going to die
You
soon.
Pesky kids, get off my
get
internet.
Get off my space lawn. Or I shoot you with my ray gun.
Did you just say my space lawn?
I don't know. Look, I don't know anything. In other TV-related news... You know, I can't concentrate with this music so loud, and I know it's not going to be loud on the podcast, but it's loud as fuck to me. So turn that down. I'll jack it up later. What song is this?
Gypsy Woman.
Oh, yeah. Turn this down. It's just driving me nuts. So, you know Smallville. Oh. No, it's going to have to be louder than that. That won't even register. We can't win for losing. Fuck it. Just leave, whatever. You know Smallville is a...
Unfortunately.
Is a thing that... you know those parasites that swim into your dick hole in, like, the Amazon?
Mexicans.
Right. No. The other
that's
kind.
Different.
The other kind. If Smallville... Well, no, not if... That's what Smallville is. There's no metaphor there. Smallville is a Amazonian dick parasite. And I guess my penis is me. I don't know. But whatever. So next season, both...
There's a next season?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like
why?
Eight. It's like eight.
Why?
Get this. Next season, Lex isn't coming back. Lana's not coming back. And neither are both of the show's creators.
Oh, man.
They just ditched it.
Tom Welling is going to be out there on
his
Tom own.
Tom Welling is directing episodes now.
What?
Yeah. The master actor. Do you remember way back in the day in Friends when Joey had to describe how he acted? It was called smell the fart acting.
Yes.
When someone asks you a question, you pause, you look like you just smelled a fart, and then you react. That's Tom Welling. Except he never reacts. He just smells the fart constantly. Huh? Oh, distressed stare. Oh, he's incapable of expressing human emotion. He is a Kryptonian. And he's directing people. So I can't imagine him directing. He's like, hey, wait, cut, cut. Redo that scene, but emote less. Your dad just died. You're really broken up. Stare off kind of the left and look confused. Can you smell the fart? Here, let me fart in your face. Okay. That will help.
I don't understand. It's like an orphan. This show has just been left at the steps of the Church of Christ.
Nobody wants it. Apparently somebody wants it because they're having another goddamn season with delicious dried gum for everybody. And in the same vein, TV.
That's what I don't understand. How can we lose great shows and then somehow garbage?
Okay. Well, number one, we don't count at all.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I understand. I don't care if you record my every movement on my fucking TiVo. Do it if it helps. Pay attention to what I watch. I mean, I'll put it on reruns of Arrested Development while I'm not home, so you can think that that's getting watched. Yeah. But it's fucking retarded.
Well, no, the problem is it's the shitty shows that are willing to completely whore themselves out.
Oh yeah,
for advertising.
Yeah, Arrested Development wouldn't be going. Man, this Dr. Pepper is a tasty beverage.
Okay, do you not remember?
They would, but
the
it would,
Burger King episode.
They would, but it would be hilarious, and I would appreciate it. No. It's a really good restaurant.
Yeah. When the Fonz literally jumps over the shark to get to Burger King.
Yes. That's so great.
I cannot stand that. That is shitty. But these Lay's barbecue chips are fantastic.
Crunch. So
those sound delicious. Hand that bag over here.
They do sound delicious.
Give me some. No, seriously. Give me some of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not fucking around.
Hand me the fucking bag.
Yeah. So NBC unveiled their fall lineup. NBC has kind of been a... those sound tasty. Hear that, Lay's?
You mean those Lay's barbecue
Ridge
chips?
I mean those Lay's barbecue home-style ranch sour cream and onion chip with ridges. They're so great. Yeah, NBC unveiled their lineup, and NBC's kind of been the, I don't know, one remaining kind of sort of watchable network for the last few years. They bankroll Battlestar, and they've got The Office and all that great shit. So they're doing an Office spinoff. And so far, the code name is Office 2.
Wow.
And they're going to run
pretty
it
secret
after The Office. So it's going to be like, here's The Office, and then here's more of the same, but with different people.
Are they still...
know.
In doses, bro. You can't do that.
Do they still work for the same paper company? Or?
I don't know. If it's going to be like a different Dunder Mifflin branch, or it's going to be like Vance Refrigeration or something.
If you take much crack, you'll die. But if you take crack in doses...
It'll die later.
Yeah, but it tastes... It's so,
so
good
sweet
when it hits your...
Lay's lips. Brand crack potato chips.
Mm.
That sounds satisfying. They're also bringing goddamn piece of shit Knight Rider remake to series.
That actually had enough. Oh, God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to say about that. It's just further evidence of the end times.
Wait, I don't see American Gladiator in here, anywhere on here.
I don't know.
No American Gladiator.
I don't know. That's true. Also, they've finally axed Scrubs, and it's moving over to ABC.
For an 8th season.
Why? That show's so over. That show's been over for 3 years.
I know.
So anyway.
I'll still watch it.
I'm just depressed. Nathan, Captain Tight Pants, Captain Hammer, Fillion, has a pilot that got picked up called Repo Brothers. I don't feel good about this.
Is he not on Desperate Housewives anymore?
I didn't know he was, young lady.
God damn it. Yeah, no, he's on season 4 of Desperate Housewives. They have a new neighbor.
As a spaceship captain?
No, they have a new neighbor, and he's the husband.
Of a spaceship? I don't
Shut
understand.
The fuck up.
I don't understand.
Of a house.
What part of that makes you, Desperate Spaceship Wives, what part of that makes you want to watch it? I don't know anything about this.
Oh, god damn it.
Let's see what his show's about. Repo Brothers. I don't know if you remember this, but right after Firefly got canceled, he was in a pilot called Alligator Point, and he was like a fisherman, and it didn't get picked up. But everyone's like, oh, man, I really hope this show gets picked up. And I was like, I really hope it doesn't, because it sounds terrible. Let's see.
Does this have Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen in it?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. What was that called?
Repo Brothers?
Repo Brothers. Repo Men, I think. That was great. Maybe it's a series of that. Let's see.
The In-Depth
Life. He's been busy with Desperate Housewives, a couple of movies. Repo Brothers. The comedy tells the story of two brothers who become repo men and was inspired by an incident where Nathan was picking locks with friend Alan Tudyk. I'm on board. I don't know.
Why
if that's
not?
Where it spawned from, I'll Wait, watch it.
If it's on ABC, I don't know, though.
No, it's NBC.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Bold. If it was on CBS, it'd be a version of CSI. Be like CSI, Repo Brothers.
Did they only change the news to CSI? Like it's
CSI the news?
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Speaking of Nathan, the original brown coat, the one, the very first one, was on eBay last week.
Wait.
Let's see. It hasn't ended. It's at $2,500. Josh, you can buy that. Buy that.
God damn it. You know, I almost bought one of the brown coats.
Yeah, but this is the one. Buy it.
Actually, it's probably the same one.
It might be. You know, Mikey, our friend Mikey, has one of the operative swords.
From the movie.
From the movie, from Serenity. I've never seen it, actually. I know it's at his house. I've never seen it, though.
Then it doesn't. He doesn't have it.
It doesn't
so
exist.
He can prove it.
I haven't seen it. It doesn't exist. And what else in internet this week? Did you see the Jeff Goldblum at Mac ad?
No.
Remember 10 years ago they did the Switch ads and then Jeff Goldblum was one of the spokespersons?
Yeah.
Okay. So they took that ad and slowed it down 40% slower and he sounds drunk. I'm going to play this. Let's see if it even picks up.
There are supposed to be dinosaurs.
There are supposed to
Macs.
Be Macintosh computers in this Mac commercial. Let's see if I can play it. Not sure if it's going to play or not.
What do you think the greatest gift to the holidays is?
Wow.
Internet? I'd say internet. Yes, absolutely. It's as, of course, as easy as it's always been. You get an iMac 10 minutes out of the box, you're on the internet. But now, Apple gives you your own personal website. You can post your
I'm playing this whole thing.
Graphs for all oh your God. Family to see all over the world and your iMovie. And now you're the purveyor of, you're the generator of, you're the author of great stuff.
Oh, man.
Isn't it nicer to give than to receive?
Think different. Yeah, the best part is,
that sounds like me at like the big company release parties when we show a game.
Oh, my
God.
Let
me see.
The best part about this.
I love my job.
Developers.
No.
No. The best thing about this video is, since they actually slowed down the video and the audio, he looks drunk too. He's kind of swaggering. He looks kind of epileptic. He can't move quite right.
Link to that in the notes.
I will. He's got some sort of palsy. He's awesome. Which, honestly, I don't think it was doctored. I think that sped up. I think they just sped it up more for TV. Josh, by the way, while I'm saying this, give him the link to cue up the Predator rap.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, hang on. Josh, when we were making if anyone watched Clone High, best show ever.
Please tell me you watched Clone High.
Big influence on kind of how I draw the comic, too. But Clone High, it was never going to come out on DVD. It actually never has in America. And so we made a bootleg DVD of it. I mean, we didn't do that at all because that's illegal. But hypothetically, we made a bootleg DVD of it and seated it on the internet.
We did it!
Yay!
Yeah.
Fans!
It was awesome.
And Josh made the menus, and it was like watching, like, everyone's watching The Matrix while Neo and Morpheus fight. Like, me watching him make these menus, I'm like, dude, we found an alternate audio track of Mr. Butler trying saying something different than he said on the episode. And Josh goes, I'll just reanimate his mouth and make him say those words.
Like, I did.
That's not possible. He did it right in front of me. I was like, what?
It was like, what's that movie awesome. With Will Smith where he's like, Enemy of the State, where he runs in that one room and they have the cameras.
Oh, rotate. He's like,
can you freeze that? Rotate. Yeah. It needs you to enhance on the Y axis.
They did that on Clone High.
What's inside that bag?
They did that on Clone High where VCR, zoom into Cleo's necklace. Nah, 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 nah. Anyway, we didn't do that. That never happened. That would be illegal.
That totally happened. If you have ever downloaded a bootleg copy of the entire season of Clone High.
I'm saying it never happened.
It was actually what I did.
Whatever.
And yeah.
I don't know anything about this. I only know about legal, legitimate transactions. Cue up that song. Play that. This is the Predator hip-hop jam. It's my favorite new song.
The two jest with an arm wrestling contest.
Cause some damn fool accused you of being the best.
The situation is sinister. Dylan explains what they're doing. There's a captain minister in the jungle who needs rescuing.
I love how this explains the whole movie. The
but Arnie
isn't happy. My team always works alone.
They've got guns and ammo and little Richard on the stereo. The helicopter flies over the jungle terrain.
This is so beautiful.
Is this guy British?
Sure.
Technically, we're all British.
Oh. Does he ever say get to the chopper in this? Is
yeah.
it the end?
Yeah.
Go to the end. Go to where he's in.
Yeah. Here it is. Coming.
Cut that shit off. Oh, man.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Get to the chopper! That's so good. That guy should die. They should kill that guy because he can never accomplish anything better than that.
No, he can't. That was awesome. When Josh sent me that, I was just like,
oh, ready. I'm ready to die now.
Yeah, I pretty much shut down for the evening. I was like, I'm done.
Over.
It was 6 minutes of pure bliss.
So do we want to talk at all about Battlestar Premiere?
It was awesome!
I've got
awesome!
Let's get some music going. Let's get us pumped up for this.
What are you doing?
Highway to
what
hell.
Did you do, Ray? What is this, MIDI AC/DC?
It's Highway to Hell.
Is it a MIDI?
It's the only version I could find on iTunes. Apparently AC/DC's not.
Oh, wow.
Is this like a bad karaoke track?
Turn this down and then off.
Oh, this is that Korean lady, isn't it?
Yeah,
oh, no. Is her name like Wong or something?
It
like,
just says Wing.
Oh, no, her name is Wing.
Delete this from your computer.
Did you buy this entire album?
No, I just bought this one song because I was like, you know, I want to get pumped for, like, talking about Battlestar.
God damn it. All right, whatever.
And I was like, you know, it's going to fucking AC/DC. You know, it's going to kick some ass. And I was like, why
it's
can't I?
It's having the opposite effect. It's giving me an inward boner.
Why can't I?
We call that a vagina. Yeah.
It's giving me a mangina right now. A man multo. That's horrible. Jesus Christ.
That was a fucking derailing.
Anyway, yeah, thanks, Eli.
Fuck you. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah. Eli is the road spikes of continuity. He's like,
we got him.
Thanks.
That Mexican ain't going nowhere.
Oh, God. Okay, so Battlestar premiere.
Awesome.
Wait, do we want to announce a spoiler right now?
I'm not holding anything back. Spoiler, whatever. Spoiler alert. Skip the next 8 minutes. I don't care. There's really not a whole lot to spoil, except that Baltar's return to form is just breathtaking.
Priceless. Breathtaking. Oh, my God.
They're like,
he is such a man whore.
Like, Baltar, we think you're Jesus now. He's like, oh, okay. She's like, you want to touch my boobies? Okay. Absolutely. Yes. Do you feel the presence of God? Sure. Let's fuck. They do. I love Baltar.
I actually, because I didn't watch that with you guys. I didn't watch it.
I noticed that you weren't there.
Right. I didn't get to watch it in real time, so I didn't watch it until about midnight when I got off of work.
Just wanted to throw
I'm
that
assuming,
in there.
I'm assuming, well, no.
I got off work, because I worked till midnight.
Because I worked fucking
at the gas station.
They're like, we need you to stay here until, like, Juarez can get here. He's supposed to be here already.
He's not here. Yeah. He shows up drunk. Damn it, Juarez!
So, no, I'm assuming around 9:08 Central Standard Time that the loudest, like, what the fuck, like, went off when during Battlestar when Colonel Ty...
Oh,
like, did the thing.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
No, I know, but it's the ultimate fuck you because everybody knows this is the last season. So they can fuck with everybody as much as they want because they're like, could be possible.
Maybe,
this is the last season.
Bam!
Yeah,
it's like, bam! And then I'm sure around that time you could just hear...
Like, actually, the Earth lost half its oxygen at that point.
And, like, the rotation's all off now. And then they were like... No, it's cool.
They come on the news tomorrow, and they're like, for some reason, yesterday was 23 hours, 58 minutes long, so...
I don't know. Go figure that out.
A couple of leap minutes here and there. No, yeah, so spoiler alert, everyone knows Ty's a Cylon. If you don't, I'm sorry, you do now. And there was a nice little last little scene of him busting a cap in Admiral Adama.
In the eye.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
Fucking face.
The same eye that he'd already lost.
In the face.
Symbolism.
Hang on a second. That's our spoiler alert.
That should lose the rest of our listeners.
Okay, good. That's spoiler alert.
It's just
so now we're
now.
Doing it just for the three. Good,
of us.
Excellent.
Just the three.
So how was dinner last night? No. So
just the three of us.
We are building castles in the sky, just the three of us, you and I.
Oh, God.
They, you know, all the Cylons aren't doing too good of a job of keeping it on the DL. They keep looking at each other. Every time somebody's like, there might be Cylons on board, they all look at each other and like, not me.
Yeah, it's like a Telemundo show where like the eyes get real big and it's like zoomed in just on the eyes.
Adama.
Adama. Yo quiero tacos de carnitas.
Chief Tiro, no.
Ay, 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 Chief Tiro, no.
Yeah, and so Starbuck doesn't know that she's been gone for months. She's some sort of alien Jesus now.
Which is awesome.
I like how she throws out there, maybe they cloned me while I was in their cloning station. Maybe I've been a clone the whole time. And I'm like, are you saying that just because we were going to say that and it's not the case? Are you throwing that out there because it's true?
I hope she just explodes in an episode. Just fucking jizz.
Bam!
She's a bomb.
Well, you know, every time they make that the light speed jump away, further away from Earth, and she, you know, it's going to happen. They're going to make one jump and she's just head
scanners. Her brain's
going to
pop. Yeah.
Basically, anyway, so what we're saying is her Wi-Fi cannot pick up.
Yeah, she's getting too far.
And she's getting like one or two bars now, and it's really starting
to
annoy
her. Just upgraded to N, so she had a little extra range on it. But
my overall theory, which is going to be wrong, whatever, but my overall theory is that because they've been emphasizing since the beginning, this has happened before, this will all happen again, is it that Cylons and humans are basically the same thing.
They're going to wake up in the Matrix?
Yes, no. Mm-hmm. That
boo.
When it's all over, they're going to be like, we're all the same anyway. We're all descended from Cylons. The president and Starbuck are half Cylon. I don't know. But whatever. It was fucking awesome. I'm so happy it's back on. Also,
it gave me a huge boner.
The episode?
No, the fucking Iron Man.
Oh, God.
The couple seconds of exclusive Iron Man shit.
I could almost say that that was more exciting than the premiere. Like,
I know.
I was so happy about that.
It was equally exciting.
Yeah,
I may
Iron
have left
Man.
A stain on your couch. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You may want to clean that up.
I slept on that couch last night.
Yeah, you're like, man, damn cats.
Fuckers. Big human-sized jism spots and turds.
You like grab your cat and start boning
shoving
it.
His nose in it. Gosh! Stop that! Yeah, but the Iron Man spot was fucking fantastic. Now that I know that there's a bunch of Iron Men, apparently someone steals his technology and he has to fight an army of Iron Men. Yes, the shit. Did you not glean that?
That's not what happened.
It is what happened.
That other thing is like another thing from the comic. I can't remember the name of it. But
no, they steal his technology and he ends up fighting other Iron Men.
Okay, sure.
That's what they said. If you had a dozen of these, you could rule the world.
Did somebody like steal his technology off of BitTorrent?
Yes.
Why did they make a torrent?
They hack into his suit. Yeah.
And Josh told me something that I said that maybe Hilo's dead because I thought they weren't done with the series.
I don't
and Hilo's.
Know. I'm still trying to get a confirmation on all
okay.
that. So.
And Hilo's moving over to Dollhouse. But Josh's theory was that they're actually done filming.
Battlestar?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
So are they done filming or not?
I'm looking into it. I'll get back to you.
Okay. We'll find out later, I suppose.
Yeah.
And did you go to Dallas Comic Con?
I did. It was
balls.
Yeah, it was pretty lame this year.
This is what Eli does to me. Okay, and he does it every con. He's like, dude, you've got to come to this con. It's gonna be awesome. The guy that stood behind Jar Jar Binks for half a sentence in episode 3 is gonna be there.
Now, this was one of the better ones because it was like, I look at the list and
John Wesley Shipp, The Flash.
Yeah.
And the dad from Dawson's Creek.
Well.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, the dad from Teen Wolf.
The dad from Teen Wolf.
And Teen Wolf 2. T-O-O.
Well, he did a cameo in Teen Wolf 2.
Well, sure.
With Jason Bateman.
Well, yeah. So I went and I got there and there's a line coming out of the door and I was like, oh man, this must be huge.
It just means they haven't started yet?
No, there's a line for the Boba Fett Q&A.
Right.
Then
from the guy that was in the suit for the first right. or for the second movie.
Right. Basically. So I'm like, great. Like, well, we're in the wrong line. So we go in and it's like $10. There really weren't very many vendors.
It's tiny too, right? It's like
the
size of my house.
It's pretty small.
There's no chance I was going
Saffron,
to that.
Saffron was there from Firefly.
Yeah, and their biggest draw was going to be Jewel State, and they keep her on the website with a disclaimer underneath that says she's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And she's still got a huge picture on their website.
That was really disappointing.
Come to see Jewel State, who is not going to
be
here.
There.
Thanks.
That's why I went, but no dice. Apparently she's going to be there in October.
Yeah, she got no fucking dukes.
Yeah, but I went to the little area where all the celebrities were, and the Teen Wolf dad looked really pissed because nobody was like at his booth.
It's Teen Wolf dad.
Well, no, that guy's actually has
like the dad from the Goonies. Oh,
that guy has like a huge repertoire of movies. He's like the real life Galaxy Quest guy. The
what
in Galaxy Quest?
It was Tim Allen.
No.
What are you talking about?
The guy from Die Hard. Why am I
Bruce
the,
Willis?
The bad guy from Die Hard.
Shoot the glass. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that guy, Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
He's great. He's not the dad from Teen Wolf.
I know, you're not listening.
You think that Alan Rickman...
No, I'm saying the Teen Wolf dad is the real life Alan Rickman from Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that he's a good actor, he's but actually no one
been,
appreciates him.
He's actually been in tons of movies, but he's known for Teen Wolf.
I'd go to see
Teen
Alan Rickman.
Well, yeah.
That guy's awesome.
Well, yeah. No, I know that. I'm just saying, I walked by the Teen Wolf.
I'd ride him around like a pig. I'd put a bit in his mouth, and I would
like
ride
an apple?
I'd ride his shoulders. No. I'd be like, yeah, Alan Rickman.
Shoot at the glass.
And he'd be like, this is intolerable. Like, shut up, Alan Rickman. Ride me around, piggy. Squeal. I don't know.
Yeah, so I walked by his booth, and he was kind of like...
Did he wolf out?
No.
Scott, you got to realize that, you know, you got to use your powers for good. You can't, you know, turn into the wolf whenever you have a problem. Shut up, Dad. I'm a fucking werewolf. I will claw your eyes out.
A werewolf dick.
I will stab you with my sharp werewolf penis to death.
Well, and K-3PO was there.
Right. Let's reemphase. not C-3PO. C-3PO.
K.
And who is K-3PO exactly?
I don't know. He wasn't actually at his booth. That's the guy who
I'll
was
tell you
on...
who K-3PO is. K-3PO is the fucking identical droid that C-3PO walks up to either in the Death Star or in Cloud City somewhere. Cloud and he's City. Like, oh, hello. You're also... okay, bye. Click. Over. Yeah. Done.
Well, this guy apparently was K-3PO, also Stormtrooper number, like, 1217.
Oh, he's my favorite Stormtrooper.
And some other thing. Like, it's the final footage where it has the little tiny circle, like, in the Battle of Endor. And it's, like, a real tiny circle, and it's, like, moving on the screen saying, there's fucking the dude.
Yeah,
there he is.
Yeah.
And it's moving along.
He made the medals.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. He wasn't even on screen for that. No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
There's no forgiving a con like that.
It was pretty bad, but...
R2-D6 was there.
That was my last prep leading up to...
Spewbacca was there. Like, all these off-brand Star Wars characters.
Yeah. No,
oh,
all
you can leave
all
that open.
All that's leading up to A-Con, which is next month. That's the big mother.
I guess I'm going to have to go to that with you. I don't know what else to do.
Go to A-Con
or
church.
Well, that's the decision I have to make.
Yeah. I vote church.
K-3PO.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? And this is K-3PO. What's
up, motherfuckers? Stop that.
He could say anything. Because what are they going to ask him? They're going to be like, so, K-3PO guy, what was it like? You know, were you in the movies? Or, I mean... Fuck yeah. I was in all of them in the back.
Could be any random dude.
I actually had a speaking line in one of the novels.
Yeah, like he could have not shown up and they could have found one of the fans and be like, we need a K-3PO. It's you. Oh, okay. What do I say? It doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Have you seen the movies? No, actually I haven't. It's not a problem.
Star what?
Yeah, I'm here for...
Wars?
I'm here for the dad from Teen Wolf. Like what? Huge fan of Teen Wolf dad. I run a fan site for him. We watched Teen Wolf a couple of weeks ago, and the best thing about Teen Wolf is that a fucking kid turns into a goddamn werewolf mutant chimera hybrid and no one cares. Like the government doesn't come and dissect him. He's walking around, I'm a fucking werewolf, suck on that, I'm short.
On top of the fact that he's gotta have shits like stuck to his back.
Oh, I think he transforms back to shits.
Like
you,
just his
you?
Ass.
Wouldn't you at least de-hairify your, de-wolf your ass to take a shit?
I guess. So he has, like, the urge or can able to transform himself back to human when he's got a shit?
Yeah. Why not? By the end of it, he does. Maybe not in the first couple of, you know, 30 minutes of the movie. He's like, odd. I've been scrubbing my ass hair all day.
Thanks.
I just wonder, now that makes me think about all various sorts of things, like if he's, like, finding his manhood at that age, like when he was younger. And he's like stroking it, yeah, and just like, blah, 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 like,
oh, I'm a werewolf, ah!
And it's like werewolf jizz like through the
Which
wall.
Is blood.
Yeah.
It's blood.
It's blood of a virgin.
It's virgin blood.
Yeah.
They have a gland.
Sweet
it's
God.
Hard to explain.
That would scare the shit out of me if I turned a werewolf and they're
no,
like,
no, really?
They're like, they said this would happen to my hands if I kept doing this. It's true.
Actually, they do that in the movie. He's in the bathroom. He's like, oh, Dad, don't come in here. Not jacking off, turn into a werewolf.
That well, then that's not what Michael J. sounds like. But yeah, it was really more like
actually, how hard, like how much do you have to be jacking off to actually wolf out?
Apparently, exactly.
Well,
that
but
hard.
This is the '80s, so they didn't have like
the
know,
internet.
They didn't have the internet,
right.
So
no, he's got like Sears right. catalog, Field and Stream magazine or some shit. He's got cat fancy, wolf fancy.
Yeah, or
he's like, oh yeah,
the Montgomery Ward.
Look at
those
some pussy
quarters. My first I don't know, semi porn in the house was a copy of Harper's Bazaar that had a boob in it.
a boob,
and like a perfume.
And it
ad.
Was it for
you have
like
to start somewhere.
Breast cancer. Or
I
something?
Like scratched it to where it was gone. Like I'm going, oh boob, oh rub the magazine. It's oh it's gone. Fuck.
Damn it.
I rubbed it off.
I have to redraw it back in.
Yeah, my mom's like, I was reading my copy of Harper's and why is there like a blue ink boob drawn over the hole and there's like paper taped behind it and I don't know, it came like that. Creative advertising or something. That's like almost everything I had. You got anything?
The
VHS.
All right, so we're giving back to the fans.
By the time this airs, I'll have mentioned this and actually shown the video on the video blog.
So, actually, you want to take a web picture of it?
It's on the video blog.
Right, sure. Joel and I, when I say we.
Josh never shows up for anything.
Yeah. Had the pleasure of watching Undefeatable, which is on VHS. So, this movie's kick-ass.
To summarize,
see the clip.
Okay, wait, backstory. We, one of the best things you can do is do your own Mystery Science Theaters. And so we'll do shitty movie nights frequently at our friend Rick's house, who has a nice home theater set up. And Eli goes for the gusto, as it were, when it comes to shitty movies.
Go ahead, America.
Go for the gusto. He really doesn't let you down. I mean, when you say, I want to watch a shitty movie, and you're thinking like, you know,
I don't know. Let you down.
Like Critters 2. You're expecting to show up with something that was actually ever in theaters. And Eli comes back like in an Indiana Jones suit, like covered in dirt. And he's like, unearth this sarcophagus full of the worst movies ever that were buried by ancient Egyptians to keep men from ever finding out about them. So he shows up with, did we already named all these on the last podcast.
Well, we did, but these are ones we actually watched. We watched Freedom Deep.
Okay, Freedom Deep. This came from the dollar store. Freedom Deep is, it might have cost less than a dollar to make this movie. It is about a kid who wants to be a grunge rock writer, a fat kid.
Right.
Who grows up raised by old trannies.
Well, no, his parents kick him out.
And he goes to live in a trailer.
Trailer home.
With old trannies.
Correct.
And he furiously typewrites articles for zines.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interspersed with him later in life when something terrible has happened to the human race. He's wandering through the desert with his girlfriend, and they never speak, and sometimes she's naked, and then other times she's trying to kill him, and then sometimes it rains. And then that's it.
That's it. That's
that
the whole thing.
The whole movie.
About 6 minutes of entire dialogue.
Freedom Deep. Transsexuals. Grunge zines.
This one had the special features listed on this one were interactive menus.
Yeah.
Select.
Some audio.
Scene selection and region free.
Case.
Yeah.
One of the special features, plastic DVD case.
So that was, we saw that one.
Which was tits. It was awesome.
And then we saw Undefeatable.
Undefeatable, aka Karate Town Chronicles.
Right.
Undefeatable.
The
is
documentary
your,
about the city called
Karate
Town.
Yeah. Undefeatable is basically a movie. Have you never seen this, Josh?
I've seen a clip from it.
Jesus.
I've never seen the whole thing.
Effing fuck Christ, okay? Undefeatable looks like your standard late 80s, early 90s movie fare. And it starts being about an underground fight ring. But in this town, no matter who they encounter knows karate.
Yep.
Everybody. Librarians, bank tellers, the chief of police, the secretary, everybody knows karate, and they're throwing down fucking mad jujitsu left and right.
It's the classic move, too, where, like, I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder. Don't do that.
No, I'll flip you over and pull out my knife and stab you with it. But I'm like a librarian. Yeah, it's undefeatable.
Yeah, apparently this chick was a big Cynthia
Rothrock,
Rock,
which is the name of my metal band.
Right.
Rothrock.
Apparently she was a big badass during the day.
She
but yeah,
looks
we had
like
to...
mom. She looks like somebody's frumpy mom jeans yeah. wearing mom.
Yeah. But for this classic, we actually had to ask Rick to bust out his VCR.
Right.
Because I could not find this on DVD.
It was so fucking hard to watch a VHS.
Yeah.
He's got the VCR running into his media center PC, and then the audio going through like a separate device, and then it was fucking terrible.
And then the first thing that happens, auto-tracking.
Yeah, we had to watch tracking for 8 minutes.
Well, it's projected up onto the wall. It's like a 12-foot screen.
Yeah.
So, oh God, I don't even want to know what that looks like.
It was terrible.
It was fantastic.
If there's a point to the movie, it's that this guy goes crazy and decides to karate every woman that looks like his ex-girlfriend. Her name's like Nancy or something. So every time he sees a redhead, he's like walking down the street and he goes, "There you are, Nancy. Karate time." And like, so but then she
fights the boyfriend.
She fights him, though. Like, whoever he encounters knows karate.
Yeah, well, this guy fights the boyfriend, then rapes and kills the girl, and then moves on.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. She's always with a guy, like a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
And he fights that guy and then, like, rips his head off.
He's like, "Oh, let me put down my egg roll. I fight you."
And then... Did he actually commits rape? And then
yeah,
at one point he rapes his girlfriend over a table.
Wow.
While she's like making a salad.
Yeah, or something. That's what happens.
So he's...
But anyway...
Tossing
no.
Salad
no.
Tossing another
no.
salad?
No. No.
Multiple but he might have put some sauce on the salad later.
Snap dog.
But anyway, so here's what we're doing.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
Here's what we're doing.
Yeah, then we watched two other shitty ones too.
This movie's so fantastic that it has to be shared. And so Eli has giving back to the community. Eli's invested in a hard shell plastic VHS case for it.
Actually, what I did was I took one of my old demo reels because
you have a job.
Right. I don't need my demo reels anymore.
Sure.
And nobody uses VHS.
It's nearly unwatchable.
Right.
I mean, like physically, it's almost impossible to find a working VCR.
So, yeah. The goal here is this is marked up and ready to be shipped out.
Yeah, it's got a little library card insert for checking out.
Are we going to actually mail this to
the listeners? Here's what we're going to do. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do.
Oh, my God.
When this podcast is posted, okay... Every podcast has a post associated with it, and with that, there are comments. The very first person to comment, like, "I want it, it's mine, gimme, I will watch it," the first person to comment that they claim this tape, email podcasts with an S.
I don't know, it's your email.
I'll check. It's either podcast or podcasts.
Fail.
Email comics, just email comics, comics@hijinksensue.com with your name and your shipping address. We will send you this tape,
but
on a condition.
There are some conditions.
Condition one.
You must round up at least 3 to 4 people to watch this with you.
You must do it Mystery Science Theater style, where you must scream at this movie. To make it bearable.
Yeah, don't just watch this.
You can't just watch it. Don't if you're not ready for this, if you're not ready to lambast this movie the entire time, then don't even bother. This takes skill. It has to be a party. You got to do it on a weekend. Don't fuck around.
Yeah, none of this like, "Oh, we'll do it Thursday night."
You need to be like mostly drunk.
Yeah. Some drunk or...
Make some food. Barbecue some meats.
Yeah, throw down some
sausage. Whatever you want to do. You know, make a
maybe
night out
some
of it.
German sausage.
Yeah.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Oh, I was hoping for some sexy German there, but not some Freddy got fingered.
It's the same thing.
So make a party out of it. Make a good time out of it. Watch this movie. Then you must send it to the next person that comments. So claim your spot. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. And we're going to go in date order. Let's see. If you reply to, okay, Here's how we'll do this. The first person that comments gets it. The second person that comments replies to that guy's comment gets it after him. Once it stops letting you post replies, then we're going to cut it off. And when maybe it'll be 6 or 8 deep. I don't know. Maybe 12, whatever. So let's say...
Yeah, it'll be about
10, a year 10, goes by. Deep. A year goes by, and this has made it to all those people.
We're going to want this back because you're going to have to sign the library card.
Yeah, I want it send back it to the next person when those people get it. When everyone on that first list has seen it, and I'll even post the official list. Here's the 10 people that get it in that order. You have to send it to the next person. They have to do the same thing and then send it on. You have to sign the library card, and then we want it back with all, let's say, here's what we'll do. We'll cut it off at 10. 10 people get it. First 10 to comment on that, first 10 to reply to that first comment gets it. Correct. We'll have to include another card, maybe.
Yeah, I'll have to throw in another card.
Oh, and proof.
Oh, yeah.
You have to post a picture or a video online. I'd prefer either Flickr or YouTube. Link it in the comments of this post and show us that you did have the party and you did watch this movie. Possibly reenact scenes from the movie.
Yeah, you could do that.
Karate Town Fight Chronicles.
Yes.
There are 12 entries in the card.
Okay.
So
wait, we're number one, though.
Then we'll do 11 people.
I'm still saying 10.
Whatever. Sure.
10.
10. 10 to 11. And in the last requirement, which is maybe the biggest, is you have to have a VCR.
Oh, right. Yeah, you cannot in any way cram this into a DVD player.
Yeah, this is not going to work. Yeah, your high-definition player is not going to play this.
All right, so if this works, if this is a success, if I get confirmation that you're actually watching these and passing them on, we'll release further media.
Oh, yeah.
You have hundreds.
You have a fucking archive.
I could build a fort.
Ark of the Covenant.
It's like the Library of Alexandria prior to being burned down. It was all shit that you were watching.
Right.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. I fail.
I was just agreeing to sound smart.
So yeah.
Thanks, iMac.
That guy's crazy.
I don't know.
Problem. I think it's the best idea ever, and I can't wait to see.
I want to see how this goes. Pictures. Yep.
I'm so enthusiastic for it. All right. So to wrap this up, we're going to go to the mail sack, which is actually just the leftover questions from last week that people didn't get in time for the real whatever. Hey, okay. So we had a couple of questions left over from last week's mail sack. Is this it?
No. But this can be background music. I don't know.
I told you to find all that jizz. We're going out with all that jizz.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Taquil's hit song, All That Jizz.
Oh, is it on iTunes?
No, it's probably on YouTube, though.
Oh, okay, I'll find
it. It's on Taquil's MySpace. I know that.
Oh, okay.
So, Jay, Reader Jay, asks us, how'd you feel about the Toxic Avenger series? How can you feel anything about the Toxic Avenger series? I don't know.
I saw the Toxic Avenger at a horror con a few years back.
Like the guy?
Yeah.
In makeup?
He was in a bucket. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I have no feelings either way about Toxic Avenger. I was mortified the first time I saw it. You know, there was a cartoon?
I watched it.
There was a cartoon. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
Toxie
that.
And the Toxic Squad or whatever.
It was like a comic book, and it was like... animated series.
He was like, his battle cry was, it's good to be Toxie. That was his, I don't know.
What? Was this the opposite of the Planeteers or whatever?
Yes, sort of. With your powers combined, I'm the Toxic Avenger.
Heart.
Oh. Yes. Earth. Wind. Fire. Heart.
You forgot water.
I hate her. Water. Bosman says, did you guys ever watch Dark Skies in the 90s? I don't know what that is. What is that?
That sounds really familiar.
Dark Skies?
No. This was part of NBC's Friday Night Trilogy. This was the...
speaking English?
Shut up. No. They had three shows. There was like The Pretender, which you have to remember The Pretender.
I know that it existed. It was the guy that could like pick up any career.
Yeah. It was The Pretender.
So me?
It was this one, like, kind of psychic woman show where she could look at a crime scene and know what happened, and I can't think of the name of it right now.
The Profiler?
Maybe that was it, yeah.
Dark Skies is an American sci-fi television drama which aired during 96-97.
I used to watch all three of those shows. I thought it was awesome. That defined my Friday night for quite a while.
But what was it about?
I don't know. I just
it was just aliens, and it was like
an X-Files.
It was an X-Files-y kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. No, didn't watch it.
Oh, that was great. No, never saw it.
Hey. I did watch it. I had just moved to
Dallas. I was living like in filth.
You were still coming back from
the... My rent for my apartment at the time when I just moved up here was like $215.
Wow. What?
I lived in the ghetto.
In a shoebox? What the fuck?
Some guy took a dump outside like the
hallway
of the apartment. Yeah.
And you lived in that dump?
At least it'll keep me warm.
Yeah. I'll curl up in this turd.
Great.
Andy asked, and I actually responded to him on here, but how are your friends and loved ones not horribly offended by these podcasts? And I guess my response sums it up, though. My friends are here right now. Pretty much all of them.
And his loved ones already hate him.
My loved ones don't know about it.
My parents don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah.
My grandma's dead.
Oh,
wow. Wow, yeah, that's great.
So that was pretty...
Love you, Grandma.
Love you too, Eli. I'm so sleepy.
Okay, Grandma, go back to
sleep. Turn on the internet for me so I can check my email.
Yeah, but she's on 56K up there in heaven.
Email. Isn't EA? Email.
Nope.
Emilito. Vic says, with all the talk about sci-fi shows, I was wondering if any of you guys are fans of Doctor Who, old or new. Please respond as a Dalek. Don't the Daleks talk kind of like... Isn't that kind of how they talk?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh. All right, so to answer your question...
So much.
Oh my god.
That was such a non-answer, though.
I think it was the best answer.
Okay, so truthfully, you don't watch Doctor Who.
I don't, and I know I'm supposed to.
But
I don't.
I have watched a smattering of the newer episodes and Torchwood alongside that and kind of enjoyed it, but not actually cared.
Do you know Torchwood is an anagram for Doctor Who?
I'm going to wait until everything is canceled until I can just watch it on DVD.
I can't watch anything that people don't want
Doctor
to be canceled.
Doctor Who has been going for like 30 years.
Because when I love something, it gets canceled, so I can't watch it.
You know
it.
What? They'll cancel America at some
I'm
point.
I'm saving you,
watch
Vic.
The documentary on it.
All of America?
Yeah.
And I pity Defoe? I can't answer your first question. Why would you even ask this? Is it true that the only palatable window for cunnilingus is the first 15 minutes following a hot bath? What the fuck? What the fuck kind of question is that? Josh?
The answer is yes, that is correct.
God, Jesus Christ.
I'm
wrong show.
Unless you just
why is every question
unless
like
you
able
really,
to
really
end
wanted
the
a ham
show.
Sandwich.
Yeah, they're all what did you say about a sandwich?
I said ham sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know
sandwich.
Who I like.
Because otherwise you're gonna get ham and cheese.
Pickles. The stork.
From the pickles.
From the pickled. Pickled stork. Yeah. The end.
Fail.
Oh, wait. Is that the last question?
Yeah.
Is it?
The end.
15 minutes post-bath?
Did you? God, shut up, man. We can't talk about that. I don't know why we can't. We just can't.
Why not? Are you afraid of the word cunnilingus?
No, but it's just not what this podcast is about.
You mean the...
Let's talk about analingus.
Secretary of the State?
Analingus.
Now that...
Cunnilingus
rice.
What was that from?
I don't know.
What was that where they called her that? Oh, that was on Chappelle. Cunnilingus rice!
Damn.
Woo! Hey, where's that end music? There we go. Skeet on your face.
Nice.
Skeet on your face.
all the time, baby.
Josh is doing his little dance. All right, so episode 10 of Hijinks and Soup Podcast in the bag. Gotta love this song.
This is a good follow-up to the cunnilingus question.
It really is.
On your belly,
good belly,
running at your sneers.
Hey, is that the most offensive thing to call a vagina a sniz?
I blame the hip hop.
You insatiable.
If you're listening to the podcast and you don't watch Frisky Dingo,
watch
fucking
it.
Go
pick
right
up the DVD.
Now.
It's out now. Go to Best Buy. It's on the shelf right in the front. It was awesome! Awesome!
What the fuck?